As Equals.
Written by Dora Onwin. Read by Raven.
Summary. Kel's always glad to share her skills, once she finds people willing to learn them. The identities of her pupils, however, continue to surprise her. It was a rare, quiet afternoon at the palace. Kel was finally getting around to writing her parents a long-overdue letter when a knock sounded at the door. The flaming red hair and violet eyes left no doubt as to the identity of her visitor. "Lady Alana," she greeted the woman. She didn't freeze in shock anymore, but her heart still skipped a beat upon the sight of her childhood heroine. "I thought you were at Pirate Swoop."
"I was, but I had an errand to run in Chorus, and I heard you happened to be here. So I dropped by. Am I interrupting anything?"
Kel shook her head. "I was writing a letter to my parents. It's not urgent. Come in," she said, beckoning. "Is there something I can do for you?"
Alana grinned. "I wondered if this afternoon would be a good time to teach me something of the glaive. I hear it's an excellent weapon for women to fight against larger opponents." To which Kel nodded. "And with the war with Scanra this past summer, there never seemed to be a free moment."
"I'd be happy to," Kel said, smiling back.
"How long have they had the practice glaives here?" Alana asked.
"Since the first Yamani delegation arrived for Princess Shinkokami's marriage to Prince Rold, I believe," Kel answered her.
"Because the women practice in the mornings and have an audience, and now others want to learn," Alana said.
Kel nodded. "This is my personal one, but there's quite a few for you to choose from."
"I could, but this is not an instrument I know. Please select one for me."
Alana's face was inscrutable. Kel stared at Alana. Was she serious? When the shorter woman simply waited patiently, Kel shook her head and began to examine the practice glaives in front of her. Handing one to Alana, she told her, "This is about the size you would want. It'll look too long for you, but that gives you better reach." Alana gripped the weapon in her hands, examining it close before walking to a more open area and assuming a stance.
"What should I do first?"
Kel pressed her lips together slightly as she assessed Alana's stance. Dare she mention it? Alana had been a knight for years before her.
Alana smiled suddenly. "I think you're thinking that because I'm so much older than you, that you don't know how to teach me. Am I right?"
Kel swallowed. "Sort of."
Alana dropped the smile for a more serious expression. "I'm sure there are many things about sword fighting I could teach you. But here, with this weapon, you are my superior. No famous lioness here. Just a willing student learning from a fellow knight."
Kel looked into Alana's eyes for a moment, letting the corners of her mouth turn up. "All right, I'll try to remember that."
"So what's the first move?"
"Well, the first pattern I was taught was this one," Kel began, guiding Alana's hands to the right location for the weapon, then slowly sweeping her own weapon through the air to demonstrate. The end. Thank you for listening.